Shalom. So that puts a Russian intention. Now this aloha, that where the mitzvah is a choshen, so the shechinek did it away, I is mitzvah in Eitel. That's the current chachom, that's the shuwe tabish. Now the question is, before the chachom in Mom Itak, before the chachom in Itabri, and impose the shuwe upon the tevea, the tevea of the choshen, that he should swear and collect. How was it before the chachom in Itabri? So there are two terutz in Eitel. The first Teretz in Teitz says, that mid-Reise before the Chachom Bo Mitzaki and Shechinek Nizel Mitzayo. So in every case where, let's say, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah, is a Choshut, so mid-Reise, that the Veya can collect without swear. Mid-Reise, why? Because Mitzayich Shen Yochel is Lom Yishalit. There's a general Aloch. So Joseph in the case, where Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $100 and you didn't pay anything, you still owe me the whole $100, and Shimon says, 50 I remember I didn't pay you, but 50 I don't remember, maybe I paid you, maybe I didn't pay you. So we say, because since he says 50 I owe you, it's but we have to swear another 50. But how can he swear another 50? He says, he doesn't remember. So the first Eretz of Teyah says here, that just as in the case of Chamshi Yadam and Chamshi Leyadam, so he says, Mitechshin Yochalitam Shalei, so in the case where the Mitzat is a Choshut, so Midrash says it's a Veya can collect, because he's highly swear, he can't swear, because he's not Nemo. So the Melech has to pay. Chachomim or Mitzake, in order to protect the Choshut, sometimes he has to protect the Choshut also, because every heretofore, seemingly honest person would take advantage of this choshut. Let's say, if we know, let's say, that Shimon is a gazer, so then every person would come to him every person, let's say, who lent him $50 would come to Shimon and you say, I lent you $100. And then, even though in this particular tvi'e, he would be very honest, and you would say 50 I owe you, 50 not. So then you would say, you are a choshut, you can swear, so may I collect from you. So the shaft is chayel chol ba'ayin. So everybody would be able to take advantage of this choshut. So because of that, the chachom lo mitake, that where the mitzvah is a choshut, so the tevea can only collect if he swears. Not if he doesn't swear, but if I say that the tevea could collect from the mitzvah with a choshut, even without swearing. Why? Because of the general principle of shiokhum from shalom. The second Tloshin Teitz says, no, Midrashe, where the Mitzvah is a Choshut, so the Tevea couldn't collect altogether. Even if he swore at half the time, he couldn't collect. So the Chachom lo Mitake, that we the Shuiyeh should be able to collect. But the question is, why shouldn't, where the Mitzvah is a Choshut, why shouldn't the Tevea be able to collect? After all, there is a general principle in Teitz and Yochavit from Shalit. So Teitz distinguishes between Chamshin Yadam and Chamshin Lo Yadam. Because in Chamshin Yodane, so where the Mitzvah says Chamshin Yodane, Chamshin Lo Yodane, so the Tevea says to him, you are Mechoyev Yishue. You want to swear? Fine. But you don't want to swear. You're not ready to swear. You don't know. So maybe you have to pay. Mashiach came in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, I owe you, I lent you $100. Shimon says, I borrowed only $50. And I'm ready to swear. But Bezdin says, oh, we are accepting your Shue. You are a Choshet, you are a Gavet. But he is ready to swear, except the Bez doesn't trust him. So the Mele, that the Veya cannot say to him, Shvur the Raisi is the Olecho, or it is Bar the Shalit. Because he is willing, he is begging to swear, but Bez doesn't want to trust him. So the Mele, just because Bez doesn't want to trust him, that doesn't impose upon him the obligation to pay. So me the Raisi, in case when the Mitzvah is a Choshet, he doesn't have to pay. But on the Mitzakim, there is a way out, they should be able to go. Now, what is involved here in the two? I mean, so, one Russian taste says that by Choshut, when he says the Choshut, so neither I say that the way I can collect without this way. And the second time I said that neither I say he couldn't collect all the way. So the question is, do we apply the principle of the Tirchen of Elisba Mishalim in such a case when he says the Choshut? So it seems to me that these two Lishenis and Teitzes could be explained on the basis of this one, of this question. What is the Chiyuv Shvuyah essentially? Is it essentially a Chiyuv Momit? But he has an eitze. He has an eitze, a device whereby he can relieve himself of pain. By swear. But in his essence, he is chayav to pay. So if that is the pshat mechir shoe, so then the pshat in Mitzir Shem Yochel Yisra Mishalim is very simple. Why do we say Mitzir Shem Yochel Yisra Mishalim? Why do we say Mitzir Shem Yochel Yisra Mishalim? If, in essence, Chiyu Shuiya means he's chayav to pay. Maybe the mikdash essentially is mechuyav to pay. Since he was made a half, so he's mechuyav to pay the other half. But the Torah gave him an eitzeh, a way whereby he can relieve himself of pain, by swear. But if he doesn't swear, he has to pay because he's mechuyav to pay. So, two, he doesn't swear because he can't swear. All right, we have no complaints against him. He says, Ham shirivare, ham shirivare. But he's mechuyav to pay. Only if he could swear, and he did swear, so then he would relieve himself. But if he doesn't swear, it's because he couldn't, so the male has to pay. So then, if we say that the chiyuv, that chiyuv shvui in essence is a chiyuv moment, but he has a device to relieve himself of pain, so then the pshat of Mitzir Shem Yochel Yisra Mishalim is very simple. Because it's in his essence it's a chiyuv moment. For shvui he can patter himself, but if he doesn't take his shvui, so he has no way of pattering himself. Now, so the second tarot, the second lashon is, the first lashon is eitzeh, which says that midraise, wherever the mitzvah is a choshev, so that the day I can collect without any shvui, because of the halacha of Mitzir Shem Yochel Yisra Mishalim, so it agrees with this one, that in essence the chiyuv shvui is a chiyuv moment. But he has a way of pattering himself on the chiyuv moment, who shvui, but if he doesn't, so then he has to pay. So it doesn't make any difference why he doesn't swear. Whether he doesn't swear because he himself is not ready to swear because he doesn't know, or he doesn't swear because Bezdin refuses to trust him. But the fact is he doesn't swear, and he is the chuyev to pay, so he pays. This is the first Russian. The second Russian says that the Midr Aiseh, whenever the Mitzvah is a Hoshim, so then the Debeah cannot collect, period, Midr Aiseh. And we do not say Mitzvah Yochel Yisra Mishalim. Because we can say Mitzvah Yochel Yisra Mishalim only where so we can say Mitzvah Yochel Yisra Mishalim, Mitzvah Yochel Yisra Mishalim, in other words, where he is not ready to swear. Like Hamshi Yadan and Hamshi Lo Yadan. Mashenken here, the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah wants to swear, but Bezin doesn't trust me. So maybe we cannot say. So what's the shot? This question takes us all the other way. That chiyuv shvui essentially is a chiyuv moment. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. What does it mean essentially? I'm sorry. So the other way, the chiyuv shvui essentially is a chiyuv shvui. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. What does it mean? It's essentially a chiyuv shvui. After all, shvui is not a mitzvah tzeh. So how can we say that it's essentially a chiyuv shvui? There is no mitzvah incumbent upon the nishba to swear. So what does it mean if it's essentially a chiyuv shvui? Essentially a chiyuv shvui means that the chiyuv is an alternate chiyuv. He is mechuyev to do one of two things. This is what chiyuv shvui is. The first explanation is, you see, the first portion of Tesis Old, it's not essentially an alternate chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to pay, but he can pattern himself through shvui. But the second portion of Tesis Old, no. That essentially, it's an alternate chiyuv. That's what it means, essentially a chiyuv shvui. It's essentially an alternate chiyuv. In other words, he's mechuyev to do one of two things. Either swearing or pain. So when can we say? So when can we say that but if he doesn't swear, so it's essential that he should. If he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. He has to pay. Much it. So that is. So then, when can we say, if it's a chiyuv shvui, but if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. So it's only shayach to say, now, so then, Mitzir Shem Yochel Yisra, Ham Shem Dan, Ham Shem Lo Yadan. So then we say, since he doesn't want to swear, true he can, but he doesn't want to swear. He isn't ready to swear. And so we say, Hoshet, he is ready to swear, he wants to swear. And if it is essentially a chiyuv shvui,
and he is ready to do that. Bezdin doesn't trust him. Well, that's not his fault. Bezdin doesn't trust me. His activity is essentially a chiyuv shvuyeh. So I'm a melech, and he is ready to do that. So what does it mean? It's an alternate chiyuv. Either swearing or pain. Not just pain. He's mechuyev to do one of two things. Either swearing or pain. And he chooses to swear. He's ready to swear. But Bezdin says, no, we don't like this choice of yours. But he's not mechuyev to pay just because Bezdin doesn't like this choice. His chiyuv is an alternate chiyuv. Either swearing or pain. And he says, I choose to swear. But Bezdin says, no. So he can pay, because his chiyuv is not just to pay. His chiyuv is either to swear or to pay. And he chooses to swear, but Bezdin doesn't believe him. So the man can pay, cannot be forced to pay. So that's really the 2 days of this. Now, if we are going to say, now here, we have a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam. Suppose we say that Idam Sayyei are patas of Yeshua. So the Rambam says that not only should Idam Sayyei are patas of Yeshua, but he should also be able to patter of the Chiyuv moment that results from the Chiyuv Shua on the basis of the principle of Yeshua Yochalit from Yisharot. But the Rosh says no. True, Idam Sayyei are patas of Yeshua, so he can patter only of Yeshua. He cannot patter. Who cannot patter of the chiyuv moment that results from the chiyuv shvuyeh. Now, let's see. If we say, like the first lashon takes it, that every chiyuv shvuyeh is essentially a chiyuv moment, but he has a device to patter himself of the chiyuv moment by swearing. But in its essence, it's a chiyuv moment. And still, the Maram Rutenbach says that the Edam Sayeya can patter of the Chiyuv Shvuyeh. That means he can patter the Chiyuv moment that results from the Chiyuv Shvuyeh. I mean, he can patter of the Chiyuv moment. That he can patter the Chiyuv moment that results from the Chiyuv Shvuyeh. Because every Chiyuv Shvuyeh is a Chiyuv moment, essentially. And still there is a lochet that means the Achodam Seiya can patter. So why shouldn't he be able to patter the Chiyuv moment where he doesn't swear? The Chiyuv moment is result from the Chiyuv Shvuyeh. Why? You say, what does the Rosh say? Edam Sayyeh can only patter of Yeshua, he cannot patter of moment. In the case where a Chiyuv moment results from the Chiyuv Shvuyeh, so then the Edam Sayyeh is in effect pattering of a Chiyuv moment, not of a Chiyuv Shvuyeh. No, but if we say that every Chiyuv Shvuyeh essentially is a Chiyuv moment, so every time Edam Sayyeh patters of Yeshua, in effect he patters of a Chiyuv moment. So how can the Rosh argue with the Lomdes of the Rambam? So we have to say that the Rosh, he holds that Chiyuv Shvuyeh is not essentially a Chiyuv moment. Chiyuv Shvuyeh is not essentially a Chiyuv moment. But the Chiyuv Shvuyeh is essentially a Chiyuv Shvuyeh. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. But essentially it's a Chiyuv Shvuyeh. So the Rosh holds that. I mean, that is not unreasonable at all. If we were to say that the Chiyuv Shvuyeh is essentially a Chiyuv Momein, but he has a device to patter himself of the Chiyuv Momein, so then the Halacha of Mitir Shei Yochalit Bamishalei is something that is dictated by Svarim. We don't even need a posit. The Gemara does mention a posit, that Mitir Shei Yochalit Bamishalei. But if we assume that everything is we in its essence is a Chiyuv moment, but he has a device to patter himself with a Chiyuv moment by swearing, if he resorts to this device. But if he doesn't swear, he doesn't resort to this device, let it be because he can. So he doesn't resort to the device whereby he can patter himself. So maybe he has to pay. So it's a small pshuta. So we don't even have to resort to reporting that the Tesha Yochalit Mishal, and then they swore it. Plain common sense. We are forced to come to the conclusion that Mitirshin Yochalit Bamishalei, because every Chiyuv Shvuyeh means his Chayuv Momein, but through his Shvuyeh he can patter himself. Through his Shvuyeh he can patter himself as long as he takes his Shvuyeh. But if he doesn't, for whatever reason it is, so then he should pay. So he shouldn't even have to resort to it. But why does the Gemara mention it? So that doesn't present any difficulty, because the Gemara mentions the posse. The Potik Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Bin Shneyem V'loy Bin Ayosh. Reuben Ayosh. So in other words, so if, let's say, the son of Reuben, so if the son of Reuben says to the son of Shimon, my father lent your father, he lent $100, and then the son of Shimon says, $50 I know that your father lent my father, but $50 I don't know. So if the son of Reuben say to the son of Shimon, now I lent you $100 and you didn't pay me. So and the son of Shimon will say to the son of Reuben, $50 I owe you, $50 I don't know. So then we say, but if the son of Reuben says to the son of Shimon that my father lent $100 to your father, and the son of Shimon says, Hamshi Yodane, Hamshi Lo Yodane, so he doesn't have to pay. So he's fine. The next girl Takosu, when the argument is in Shneyem, but if it's been a Yoshi, so then he's fine. So that means, so we see from this topic that Mitesh Yochel is from Shalim, if it's been Shneyem, so then he says, Hamshi Yodane, Hamshi Lo Yodane, so then he has to pay. But if it's been a Yoshi, he doesn't have to pay. So if we say that everything Shwe in its essence is a chiyuv moment, but he has a device to pattern himself through Shwe, so then the whole aloha of Mitesh Yochel Yisbam Shalim is a Svorah Pshuter, is dictated by the Svorah, we don't need a party. So why does the Gemara mention Shwe? Why does the Gemara in Shwe mention a party? So the answer could be, the Gemara mentions a party to tell us, to advise us, the other aloha, that Ben Ayoshim, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay, because we could say, on the contrary, on the basis of Svore, we say that even when he says, Mono la'abo bi'adovicho, Mono la'abo bi'adovicho, and he says, in the Yeresh, so of Shimon says, Chamshi yodane v'chamshi lo yodane, so since he's made, he knows that $50 the father owes his father, so he should pay, he doesn't know on the other 50, so he's mechuyev shvuyev, meaning mixed up. And he should swear, and he should pay. He can swear, so he should pay. So then the girls are also that Ben Ayoshim was loy have a little neida. He doesn't have to pay. Without the posik, I would say that even Ben Ayoshim has to pay, because every chiyuv shvui is a chiyuv moment. So that's the reason as to why we have to resort to the posik. But say nachname as far as money leave yotcho. And he says, Chamshi Yedane, Chamshi Lo Yedane, that he has to pay, that we don't have to resolve the problem. We don't have to resolve it. Now, so it's a raya that the Rosh does not hold that the Chiyuv Shvui in its essence is a Chiyuv moment. And but if he swears, so he patterns himself a Chiyuv moment. Because if it had been like this, so then the Rosh couldn't distinguish between the case where he can swear, so then the Nidechot can patter the Shwe, and the case where he can swear. Because in both, it's in its essence, a Chiyuv moment. And still in the Nidechot is Messiah. I'm saying, yeah, patter. So let him patter of the Chiyuv moment that results from the Chiyuv Shwe. So the Rosh obviously must hold that the Chiyuv Shwe essentially is a Chiyuv Shwe. But if he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. Now, if we say, so the Rosh holds like this, and that's very reasonable. We could argue the other way, but it's reasonable this way. In other words, since the Chiyuv Shvui in its essence is a Chiyuv Shvui, not a Chiyuv Moment. What does it mean, a Chiyuv Shvui? Shvui is not known to test. So Chiyuv Shvui means, when we say in its essence a Chiyuv Shvui, it means it's an alternate Chiyuv. It means he's mechuyev to do one of two things, either swearing or paying. So Mimele, how can we tell a person, Yom, we have to do one of two things. Either you swear or you pay. In order to be mechuyev, in order to be obligated by an alternate chiyuv, so he must be capable of doing either one of the alternatives. Otherwise, we are making fun of it. You are making fun of it. It's just like telling a person, either you go up to the moon, Yom Chuyev, either you go up to the moon or you pay $1,000. In other words, so in order that the person should be Chuyev to do one of two things, he must be capable of doing either one, otherwise we are not giving him a choice. An alternate trio means that he is given a choice. But if he's not given a choice, it's not an alternate trio. It's a unilateral trio, it's not an alternate trio. So Mimele, since the Rosh holds that the trio Shvuye in its essence is a trio Shvuye, what is that a trio moment? What does it mean that the lesson of trio Shvuye? Shvuye is not a mitzvah saseh. It means it's an alternate trio. He's mechuyev to do one of these two things. Two alternates. Either swearing or pain. So he must. So the male, by definition, he must be capable of doing either one. Otherwise, if he's not capable of doing either one, he's capable of doing only one of the two. So it's not an alternate trio. So it's a trio moment. So how can we say it's an alternate trio? So the male, if once we assume, you see, just as I said before, that if we assume that the trio Shvui essentially is a trio moment, so the halacha of Mitzvah Yochum Bamishalim is his forehead, and the posik is only needed to tell us that by Yoshim we don't apply this halacha. So the converse is true. If we say that the Chiyu Shvui essentially is a Chiyu Shvui, it means an alternate Chiyu. So then it's a Rasvore, we should say, since it's an alternate Chiyu, that in the case where he can't swear, so he cannot have an alternate Chiyu. So then he should be for that. That's what we should say with Rasvore. So then the question arises, so why do we say Mitechshen Yochel Mitzvah Mishalim? I mean, it's not logical. Since in its essence, a Chiyuv Shvuye means an opening. A Chiyuv Shvuye, not a real one. That means he's a Chiyuv to do one of two things. So he must be capable of doing either one. Otherwise, but if he says Chamshi Yadane, Chamshi Lo Yadane, so he's not capable of swearing, he's only capable of paying. How can we say you are a Chiyuv either to swear or to pay? When one of the two alternates, he cannot do. So why do we say, so Mr. Asmore, he should be potter? Because it's not shayach to say, if he can't swear. So, but we do say that Mr. Yochavigo Mishalei, so we have to say it's on the basis of a special Tirzakos. Eivachanam, without a special Tirzakos, since the Chiyuv Shvuye essentially is a Chiyuv Shvuye, some Chiyuv Shvuye means an alternate Chiyuv. Either he is mechuyev to do one of two things, either swearing or paying. So how is it, when is a child to say he's mechuyev either to swear or to pay, if he can do either one? But if one he cannot do, so it's not child to say I'm mechuyev to do one of two things. So the male, when he cannot do, when he says chamshi d'nitva, says chamshi d'ane, chamshi d'ane, so there shouldn't be any chiyuv shvuye. If there is no chiyuv shvuye, he couldn't pay, so why do we say mitech shiyachuyev mishalei? Because of his special tzatakosu. So what's the pshat with tzatakosu? So the pshat mikdash hakosuf is that where the circumstances are of such character that he should be mechuyev shvuye, except for the fact that he could. Let's say when Ruben says to Shimon, "Mono l'biyotcho," and Shimon says, "Chamshi yadan, chamshi lo yadan." So he's a middle mitzvah. So he should be mechuyev shvuye, but he is not mechuyev shvuye now, because chiyuv shvuye means the alternative. And that's not shayach to say, he's mechuyev to do one of these things. So the Tirzakosuf is, where the circumstances are of such character that he should be mechuyev shvuye. But he is not mechuyev shvuye, because he's in yochel ishba. So there, the Torah tells us, he's chayev momet. He's not chayev shvuye. In such a case, he's chayev momet. Because we couldn't say, he's chayev shvuye, and since he cannot swear, so he pays. That would be a logical contradiction. Because chiyuv shvuye means an alternate chiyuv, to do one of two things. When can we say that one is mechuyev to do one of two things if he's able to do either one? But if he's in yochel ishba, he's not able, so he couldn't say he has an alternate chiyuv. So how can we say you are mechuyev to pay if the chiyuv of paying has to result from an alternate chiyuv? And in the case where he can't swear, there couldn't be an alternate chiyuv. But the Torah still says that he has to pay. So the pshat mikdash hakosuf is, in such a case where he can't swear, so he's not chayev shvuye, he's chayev momet. When is there a chiyuv shvuye when he can't swear? When does the Torah say that the mikdash is chayev shvuye, which means an opening for you, not momet, but shvuye, that is, if he can't swear, then he's not chayev momet, but he's chayev shvuye. shuin, an altar, then he has an altar here. But if he cannot swear, then the Torah says the mitzvah is chayav mamet. So that's why the Rosh says. So in that case of shemer shemot al shemer, in the case of shemer shemot al shemer, so the second shemer cannot through izedes as an izechot pater the first shemer of pain, because an izechot can only take off, can only pater of the chiyuv shvuyeh, of the alternate chiyuv. But not of a chiyuv momen. Here, where is in Yochel Yishmadek, there is a cost of his, of Shuas, of Hashem, Tiyem, Bishneem, the Lord bin Ayoshim, so that, where is in Yochel Yishmadek, so then, there is no chiyuv Shuas, on the Megin Mitzat. Then there are, or on the Shemya. Then there is a chiyuv momen on the Megin Mitzat for on the Shemya. All right. Now we're up to the Gemara, Rav Zimu Mudalit. Lehmi Matis Mloich Rav Yeisi. Vik Rav Yeisi. Vom Arim Kei Maiv Sidra Amai. Ela Hakel Yemuna Hashi Yovel Yo. Ela Mai Rabbonon. So according to Rav Yeisi, the Tale should be Muna Hashi Yovel Yo. So the Gemara says, Ela Zmaradra. So the Talsen says to the Makshi, what do you say that it couldn't accord with Rav Yeisi? Because according to Rabbi Yehesi, the Talmud should be Munach, not Yachleik. Thus implying that Tamid Seder Makshin implies that it could accord with Rabbono. No. So you can raise the same question according to the Talmud Seder Makshin. The same question you could raise it according to Rabbono. Also, my Rabbono, Kimdam, Rabbono, Hashoyim, Rachavirio. Honami Kishodo, Medisveji. But Rabbono, now maybe in respect to the third money, that it's Munach. Why? Because the third money is Munach, is Mutubi Sofi. Here the talis is mutl bisof. So the Gemara answer. So the Makshin answer. Haiman. I am with the Shlomo Rabbonon. Hosun the Vadai Haimon and Yechad in Hayu. Am the Rabbonon. Yeim Rechad Shvei Yuro. Hoch is Yitro Meim with the Tavayu. Am the Rabbonon. Paul Gibi Shvei. Elu Yam Red Chad Yeisi. Hashte Uma Hosun. The Vadai Yitkemon Lema. Yitkemon Lema. Om Rav Yeisi Mechad Shvei Yovel Yohu. Hoch is Yitro Meim. Hoch is Yitro Meim with Yechad in Hayu. Lo Yitkoshken. So that's the Makshin thing. So the Tarsin answers, Siu Teime, Rav Yeisi, Hosom Vadai, Geramai, Hochem Yeim Abi Geramai, Eim Atavaye Baradod Agbo. Iname, Nada Teres, Hosom Konis Le Rav Yeisi Le Ramai, Keich Le Leit. So that will be an inducement. So if we say, Yemunach, it will be to serve the inducement for the Ramai, it's that he should be made. Hochem might see the Israel. Here it will not serve as an inducement to the Ramai to be made. Why? Because that's all. What does he lose? He has everything to gain. The Ramai is the real Ramai. So he has everything. So he has everything to gain and nothing to lose. So in many ways there is no din of Yimunach. So Yimunach says, Tenach Mitzir. You can give this direct in connection with Mitzir. Because after all, it's a new thing. So he has nothing to lose. The first time, that when does Rav Yeisi say, Yimunach or Yimunach Vada Ramai? But when it's not Vada Ramai, Rav Yeisi doesn't say Yimunach. Rav Yeisi doesn't say Yimunach. What is it?
Yeah, well, in this Maskin's question, according to Rashi's sheet that you explained before, that in the field of Asmoros, it comes out that Rashi holds that, in our case, the Mishnah of Shmuel, neither of them talking about, right? That's why we came out. So how could the Makshan, who's coming after that Gemara, say the Vada Yikamon Omar Yikamon Omar, which is Mashma, that both are Mamish Mukhazakim Bar.
What? Vada Yikamon Omar? What is Mar?
You know, it's Ma...
Yikamon Omar, that's the case of Shnaim Shizkido, no?
No, I'm saying...
So, all right, now, the Rashi. Rabbi Yisrael kam ma mafi shnayim shivkidu yitlo yachot zem mono zem mosayim zem mosayim shuli zem mosayim shuli kom ta nekam leikim lo zem mono lo zem mono vasho yimu lachat yo viliyo om Rabbi Yisrael kei ma yif sida raman vilo mo om Rabbi Yisrael kei ma yif sida raman lo mo yeite hari kidu lo shavei ala hakel yimu lach viya sida raman vach nami yimu lach ho nami kisha odami dos ma umona sheni yim doni ויהיו דוני על ויהיו דוני על תאלס קולס אחד מנאיו ואם אני אחלה הוכת מתלמים על אחד מנאיו ואם חבר חילק בו we call shmuel lech leko my see the if the mission a khilik boy team na hat the lady shame a khilik boy she the my team make a mem khama ikon na we team the we team the kibu gam ta vai we have a money ya tawe za don noche if the tele ramal the lady la em is kilish ya now teacher says here ela mach warte ke shino miko so nu khale ma I mean the better girl say is what is mentioned on the mark the loy hot the ligam so it's mashma from the washing like more now the more gave to the root in regard to the Machshin's statement that this mission could not accord with Rabbi Yossi, so the Taras and the Gemara get this also, that it could accord with Rabbi Yossi. One Taras is that here, the Emunah doesn't apply because it's Rabbi Yossi, because there is no Vada Ramai. The second Taras is, here it doesn't apply because the Emunah wouldn't serve as an effective inducement. So then the Gemara says, Al Mahvarta Geshinu Mikor. So the Pashtas Aloshni is that the Gemara is Chesia from the second Teretz altogether, complete. In other words, the fact that it can serve as an inducement, so is not important. But Teta says no. Nuchaleima, the Loi Hoda Beligam. The Loi Hoda Beligam. El Lissage Bitaim of the Master Garamai. Leva. So the Konis Rabbi Yesi, El Heicha Dike Vada Ramai, Vishlik Seh. Aber ich habe nicht gerade mal gesagt, dass ich das nicht mehr habe. Für die Maschmal ist nicht, dass ich immer hier zu der Ramm. So, one more thing to say, dass die Gemorre ist nicht Chesel in Kamm. Not that the Gemorre, that Pseide is not important. Pseide is also important. Pseide is also important. But, but it means that Mafsid Ramah is not enough. Rabbi Yossi counsels only when there are two things, Vada Ramai and Islay Seder. Vada Ramai and Islay Seder. So the Mele, but where there is Islay Seder but not Vada Ramai, is Mecha Memcha. So it's Islay Seder but not Vada Ramai, then Rabbi Yossi doesn't count. But it could be that the more in the Maskone agrees that Rabbi Yossi counts only when there is Pseide. But Pseide is not the only prerequisite. In addition to Pseide, there must be Vada Ramai. So, Miu Loshin Elo, but then Teisa says, not a Loshin, no. Miu Loshin Sins, the Gemara uses Loshin Elo. Mashmad Hoda Legam, V'chein B'som, V'porir Bein Rabbonon Bein Radis, Neime Yirmunach, Afo Gav D'Hosom, Leslek Seder Ramai. So in the second Loshin, Teisa says, that the time of Seide falls off. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, so the only thing that is relevant is whether it's Vada Ramai or is not Vada Ramai, and whether there will be a Seide Ramai so as to make the Knas more effective or not, that's not important. Now the more ethic. Beili Rabbonon, Beili Rabbi Yossi, Hosom Gabechem Venel Pinkotik. Diktone ist ein Nischba wie Neitel, ist ein Nischba wie Neitel. Meistens wir am Rinnon, nafki wir momen im Palabai, wie im Munach hat Jo will Jo. Do bivada ikeram. So why don't we say, dann wir haben wir auf dem Kose, also, je im Munach hat Jo will Jo. So die Gemoi gives a very reasonable terre. Amre, hosso meine Teine, die Omale, chemben wir im Palabai, anosch wir chusse die Dochkab, die My Yitzli Gabi Sochir, Avo Gabi Komishtabeli Lim Hemel Bishwe Ate Mamu, Vore Mahatli Bisade Havu, Bishochir Mame, Amuli Balabai, Ano Abda Avi Dite Gabo, My Yitzli Gabi Chemveri, Avo Gabi Mishtabeli Lim Hemel, Hilkach Tavaye Mishtabe Vishakle Mbalabai. So the Gemara is in effect saying that, when did the Chayach say that Yen Munach, only when there is a detour between the two maskis, Shnai Shifkis Lechon, Zemon is the Messiah, Zem Amon Shalivi, Zem Amasayim Shalivi, Zem Amasayim Shalivi. So there is a litigation between the two maskis. So then we say Yen Munach. If it's Vada Ramai, so we count on that. We say Yen Munach. But here, there is a detour. There are two separate detours. There is one dintor, on the contrary, between the Chemveni and the Socher, there is no dintor. Neither the company wants to have a litigation with the Sakhir, nor does the Sakhir want to have a litigation editorial with the company. So they are two editorial. So there is a litigation between the company and the Malabai, and there is a litigation between the Sakhir and the Malabai. And between the company and the Sakhir, there is no litigation. So Memele, it's not shy to say you must not counsel whom. If there had been a litigation between the Chemven and the Sochir, we could say, Mother Ramai, so Yemuna, there is no litigation between the Chemven and the Sochir. Mr. Chemven doesn't want to have anything to do. He has no complaints against the Sochir, and the Sochir has no complaints against the Chemven. They just happen to contradict themselves. But they have nothing to do with each other. The litigation, we have two litigations. We have one tiny that the company has against the Malabai, because he says he didn't get paid. I mean, he wasn't reimbursed. Company tiny that he wasn't reimbursed by the Malabai, and the Sokher has a litigation as a tiny against the Malabai. He didn't get paid for his work. But in the two tiny that they both have against the Malabai, so there is a contradiction. But there is no litigation between the Chemven and the Sochir. So in many ways, we cannot say, since one of the two, the Chemven and the Sochir is the Vada Ramai, so in many ways it should be Yimunach. There is no litigation between the two of them. This is what the Gemara says. All right. Now, Tona Ratchi. Mona li biyot. Va'alo ei meir, ein lo biyodikum. Vio eidi miidi meisei, sheyesh le chamishim zuz. Neisei le chamishim zuz, vivi shoba la shoh. Shall we tell you that these deal with our Satan and Mikalachet? So in other words, Rabchia, now we have Yeshua, let's say, of Bidil Mitzvah. So if Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon says, I borrowed from you 50 now. So Shimon has to swear. We have Yeshua, Echiv Shua, Mendech testifies. If Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon said, well, Adam, I don't owe you a penny. And then Elidecho testified on behalf of the Tzeveya that Shimon did borrow $100. So Shimon has to swear to contradict the testimony of Elidecho. Now, the Priya says, there is a shvui in another case. Suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon is a kiver hakeil, and the Eidim ameid, sheyesh li chamishim zuz. So, just as in the case where the Mitzvah himself said, I owe you 50. So, but the other 50 not. So then he's not willing to pay. So, Aidan testified that he owes him 50. About the other 50, they don't know anything. They don't say anything about the other 50, but they know that he owes him at least 50. So he also has this one. Why? That's a Kalachim. Shall we say, hey, do a speed, they want me to say in Kalachim. If he do a speed, can be Mechayim Shuei. So I got Seidin, certainly to Mechayichu. And then Rav Chiye tries to deduce this aloha from the Mishnah. Vitanetu, Shnai Mir Mital, Zeim Rani Misasiyo. So each one takes a head, and he has to swear, Voche Kim Ditofis, Anan Sadi, the man Ditofis I did they you, Umay Ditofis I did they you, Viketone Yishova. Now, the Gemara in the end refutes this raya. So the Gemara in the end refutes this raya because the Gemara says, "Mi domi, hosam lemal v'isli sadel leve lesli sadel imotivun mide. Diav lesadel leve losivun mide. V'boyer apchil l'shtabuye. Hoche keiched anan sadel b'hai anan sadel b'hai v'avlochem l'shtab." So the Gemara refutes this raya. But in the Havamina, the Gemara assumes that the din of the Mishnah is a raya to apchil kamayim, to apchil's first din. Rav Chiya's first thing. Now, we mentioned several ways of explaining the din of the Mishnah. One way, that's the explanation given by Rabbi Tam, that's an ansad. Another way is an ansad enough, where they both hold up. But the topic in of both. The third way is that each one is in muzek, in the whole thing. The fourth way is that no one is more than anything. They are tough with them, see it, but out of being, no one is more than anything. So why the Achleiko? Because of Pshoah, because like Sumchat is Din of Shir Shalach HaSapom. Because Tzedek 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 Tzedek. Now, the Naskone, so this Raya falls off. So the Gemara says that we cannot mention any Raya from the Mishnah. But in the Hava Mine, when the Gemara assumes that the Din of the Mishnah of Shnayim Orgel Mitalek is a Raya, collaborates a Priya Din, so in the Hava Mine, everybody will have to say, like Ramatan. So all those Rishenim who do not agree with Ramatan, so it's only because the Gemara, in the end, is chizir from the Raya of Tanet Tunet. But in the Hava Mine of the Gemara, when the Gemara assumes that the Din of the Mishnah is a Raya to a Priya Kamaites Din, so then, in other words, it's an Ansade. It's like Eidi. The fact that both hold, so it's like Haiti. Since Reuven holds onto the Dalet, even though Shimon also holds, so it's a raya, an ansade that Reuven has a half and Shimon has a half. That's like Avetam, Chazok of Asher Shalei. So the Havamin of the Gemara certainly assumes that the deal of Yachleiku is based upon the Chazok of Asher Shalei. But the Rishenim Wachilik, so it's because they hold that since the Gemara is chayzer from that raya, so then the pshat in the Mishnah is only a different. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, all the Rishenim will have to agree that the Havamin of the Gemara assumes that the reason why it's Yachleiku is because of an Asa. The Gemara says it so many ways. All right, yeah, what is it?
They say that Rashi is calling on the other, they call the other
Amorayim, and the rest of the three is calling on the Rishenim. No, but the Gemara in the Maskone says that Rashi's deen is not based upon the Din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has nothing to do with Rav Chiya's din, but Rav Chiya says his din. So no matter what the pshat in the Mishnah is, but Rav Chiya's din is true, I mean. Because of that Kawachemah, Rav Chiya's din is true. But at first, the Halamin of the Gemara was that the din in the Mishnah is expressive of Rav Chiya's din. Now, one, as long as it was assumed that the Aloha of the Mishnah of Shnayim Orgel Mitalek is expressive, is indicative of Rav Chiya's din, then we will have to say that the din of the Mishnah is based upon the Biru of Mu, of an Ansar. But the Maskon of the Gemara is that Rav Chiya's din is not expressive, that the Mishnah is not expressive of Rav Chiya's din. So Memele, the Mishnah, the reason why the Mishnah says Yachleiku could be not because of an Ansade, for other reasons, something is more difficult because of Pshor or whatever it is. But in the Halamin of the Gemara, we have to say that the din of Yachleiku of the Mishnah is based upon the Biru of Mut. Alright, so the Gemara says, Mai Shalit Tehei, Hidua Aspid Dilo Me'adra Tegu Mitalachim. So what does the Gemara say? So now let's see the Rash. וישוב על השור, כדי מידי מקצתיים ישור מרותי או יישוב. ישוב, כדי ישור מרותי או יישוב, כדי ילפים בשווה. וכי הוא זה, אבל אף אגב בזה לא הידה. פתחי עד לא יזנו ידוי, הרי ישן לי במקצת. ולא יתהי ידוע ספיק די לו לחי על השור, שווי מה זה עושה, כאו לכם אלה כאן מפור לכלכם. ותנה תונה, תנה לדון, שיהי תו לידי. זה אם הלכתון השני הם ישבו. ענן צד למה יצוף עשי היי נפל, ודהי הוא שערי מוזג בפנינו. והרי תווי הסקולה, וחביר הכפר הסקולה שהם הקולה שלו. ואף מה שאתה תופס ביות חוב, אני מעיד מייסי, שיש לי בו מקצת מחייזן חביר ישבוע על השור, דהי נחות שישי כבר. מהי תלוי תהי ידע ספיר דיון את הזה? מהי חתאי שלום למידע? דיתאי סקדייטים, דיתאי ידע ספיר דיון את הזה? מי צריך לתאנו למילך מקל החיימיה? דלוי תהי ידע ספיר זה. זאת אומרת, זה מרס קשי. זה מרס קשי, why do we have to resort to קל החיימיה? היא תסבור הפשוט, it's more pshute now, so if it's kalachina, so it's more pshute. But as I mentioned one time, and not last year, but the one before last year, so I said that the price of Rabbi Shmuel mentions kalachina keitzat, and the price of Lamed Beis Mishnah Rabbi Yitzhak really mentions kalachina keitzat. But the price of Rabbi Shmuel it mentions Vavir Yorik Bifanel, how it is so kashivasyon. Reise von der Seite nicht, was Rabbi sagt, really, he makes it a different Kalachena. Heim Yisroel in Yishmilu, weich Yishmilu Fah, heim Yishmilu Fah. So So it's a raya, so Moshe Rabbeinu deduced the kalachena. So it's two different kalachena. So it's a raya, so Moshe Rabbeinu deduced the kalachena. So it's two different kalachena. The kalachena of Rabbi Shmuel, the price of Rabbi Shmuel, the kalachena of Yalfu, that's not the kalachena of Lashki. It cannot even be understood by means of Lashki. But the kalachena of that Rabbi Shmuel mentioned, Rabbi Shmuel mentioned certain techniques of interpreting the Torah that are employed in interpreting the Torah. Some, just in the Pshutishon Mikro. So in other words, so that's the kalachimah of logic. So the kalachimah of logic is one thing. The kalachimah of Yalfus is another thing. Kalachimah of Yalfus can be deduced by Hazal, by Chachmei Kabbalah, not by us. But the kalachimah of logic, if it's good logic, if it's a good kalachimah of logic, so it can be deduced by anyone. So here when the Gemara says like this. Tonar atchayim, one of the yotchal alayim erim liyadikulum, ואיזה מיד נשיש לחשמה של זוז, ואיזה חמישים זוז, וישרו השום, שלו יתהה ידוע ספיב, די למדו הסרדים, מקל וחיימר. So what does it mean, מקל וחיימר? See, it's חתכייה. Mention the expression מקל וחיימר. That's part and parcel of חתכייה. Memory, מקל וחיימר. מקל וחיימר. So, since חתכייה mentioned מקל וחיימר, so that means that חתכייה bases it upon מקל וחיימר of Yalfuse. Because if חתכייה had meant מקל וחיימר of logic, he wouldn't even use the expression kalachemer. I mean, because kalachemer of logic is one of the things, I mean, in logic. But it's not, he doesn't have to mention kalachemer. When he says kalachemer, he means kalachemer of Yalfuse, not kalachemer of logic. So the Gemara's kashi is, why does Rav Chiya have to resort to the kalachemer of Yalfuse? Is it possible for it? Is it for a pshut? Is it kalachemer of logic? That's the Gemara's kashi. So this is what Rashi says. My way to hate the Aspidil and Asedim. May you have taste alone, we may not be taste a Kadaiti. The Tehid do Aspidil and Asedim. The Yisrach Leitanu, we may not make a Lachemea. The way to hate you do Aspidil. The way to hate you do Aspidil. So why do we have to resolve the Kalachemea? It's for a future, what is for a future? Because after all, just as the Torah said, may the Mishra Tishchayev, so why is made Mr. Chai Rishon? It is a Sakosov, but what does the Sakosov tell us? Since he was made down at 50, so he's the Chuyev to pay the 50. So Mameli has to pay and the rest. So where two Aiden testify that he owes 50, so he's the Chuyev to pay the 50. He should be the Chuyev to pay the rest. So he more answers, no. On the basis of Svore, we couldn't say that Hadroa Tegim should be the Chai. Because we could distinguish between a Ridua Steve and a Goda Tevi. On the basis of Svara, you couldn't say that a Goda Tevi is the Chayim. Because we could distinguish between Ridua Steve and a Goda Tevi. Shaloi Teima, Ridua Steve, Vudi Rom Rachmone Shvualei, Kid Rabbe, Yom Rabbe, Yitnema Om Rotei, Romei Misatani Yishba, Chazokin Olam Yisponam Nival Chemi, Vai Bichule Boi Nich, Vod Rikap Rebi Shil Olam Yisponam, Vai Bichule Boi Lei, 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 מרחמונה ומשווה לכך לידו וכולי אבל זה תלך למים ארוכים לאוי so on the basis of Svore we couldn't say it so we did use this aloche on the basis of Yalfus komash lo kalachem whatever kalachem now how does Rashi explain it Kid Rabbe, Yoma Rabbe, mit dem Marum Roteiro, made a mix of the time in Nishba. Chazoke, so Rashi says, mit Marum Roteiro, we chosh ve kimei shiva veide, we potre, shall we kopa bikot. So Rashi says, that Rabbe's shy, Kashi is, why does the Torah say that made a mix as well? He should be potter of Yeshua because of the aloche that Mishiva Veda doesn't have to swear. Where do we find this aloche that Mishiva Veda doesn't have to swear? Now there's a Mishnah Namzok. First Mishnah Namzokim, that's Mchetam Medvei. So he says, the Mishnah mentions all kinds of takonis in the Tikkun Olam. So one of the takonis in the Tikkun Olam is, Hameitei Mitzio Leyishba, mit Tikkun Olam. So if someone is a Meitzi Mitzio, if I am Mitzio, so he doesn't have to swear. It means even if he's a Midim Mitzio. For example, let's say the Meitzi Mitzio, the Baal Aveide, so he says, the two shvoi got lost by him, and the Meitze found two shvoi. And the Meitze returns only one share, one axe. And he says, he found only one axe. So it's lo yishba. It's lo yishba am netikonei. So that's the rabbi. So the aloche of a Meitze mitzio le yishba, the aloche that a Meishba veide doesn't swear, that's it akonet chachom. Akonet chachom. So Rashi says here, so how can the Gemara say, how can Rabbi say it in Mahom Rateo? If Rashi Shitei, that when Rabbi said, and with Mahom Rateo, when he said in Yishba, and the Choshvik in Meshva Beide, now Meshva Beide is Potter of Yishua, so here too is Potter of Yishua. He should not be Potter of Yishua, he don't like Meshva Beide, because he could have been Kiva Bikule. So, if he has reference to this din of the Mishnah, made to Mitzio Leyishba, with the Tikkun Olam, he has reference to this din of the Mishnah, why doesn't Rashi explain it simply the way Tesis does? And the Imam of Vatero, when he's a time Yishba, people should never be Miki, the boy Kibrahak, why does Rashi have to mention Kibrahak? So there are many Mephoshim who say, because perhaps Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yisus in the Midrash. Perhaps Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yisus in the Midrash, that Migel Aftura Mishvuye is where I'm not. Migel Aftura Mishvuye is where I'm not. So Mimele, we couldn't ask on the basis of Migel. So Migel Mikta, that means so Migel Mikta shouldn't swear because there's a Migel. Because Migel Aftura Mishvuye where I'm not. Migel Aftura Mishvuye where I'm not. So that's why Rashi says, this is now on the Teiro, the Lechoshve, Kimeshiv Aveide, Lepoch, Lechoshve, Lechoshve. Only, so in other words, he should be put there because of Tekonet Chachonet. So how does the Gemara say it in now on the Teiro? So some before she mentioned a Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvot, that the Ramban says in Sefer HaMitzvot, that sometimes the Gemara would use the expression, in now on the Teiro, in regard to the Rabban. So how does the Gemara say it per Teiro? The Ramban doesn't say it in regard to this, but the Ramban says sometimes the Gemara will apply the expression Teiro, Simaum Teiro, Omro Teiro, in respect to the Ramban. So in the middle, the Sam will say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rimigash. Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rimigash, and the Rimigash is the middle of the Mishuye is Goyam, you know? So Mele, the rabbi couldn't mean if the Mahom Rateo means that Yishba, he should be believed in the Migel. Migel Aftura Mishvuye Leamrino. Migel Aftura Mishvuye Leamrino. So he says, he should be potter because of Meshav Eide, because of Takone, of Hameitzi Mitzia, when Yishob Hameitzi Tikkun Olam. Now, how does the Rimigash himself explain the Gemara of Mishnah Mahom Rateo made the Mikvatani Yishba? So he explains, like the Roshan that takes us in Suret and in Fitton mentioned, Nifimaum Roteira, made Mr. Tiny Yishba, the Rimigash couldn't explain it, Nimaum Roteira, Mr. Tiny Yishba, let everybody be lemon without the Shwe because of the Mish. because Midla Achtelam is Shwele Amrino. So he explained it, Mizmimau, but they don't make it to Mishba. And Kifar Hako, not. Why shouldn't the Kifar Hako also be Nemon, just as the Min Miknas is Nemon? So Rabbi Gizeh Teres, Chazok Eino Domei Ispono, and Kifar Hako, and Kifar Hako. So now what the Omitzatan is Yishba, that the Mitzah says this way, but the Kifar Hako is Nemon without the Shvuah. Why is there a distinction? Why does the Torah distinguish between a Mitzah and the Kifar Hako? Just as the Kifar Hako, as the Mitzah is Chayav Yishvuah, let the Kifar Hako also. How is it the Torah says a Mitzah is not Nemon without the Shvuah, and the Kifar Hako is Nemon? So then comes the Teres, Chazok Eino Domei Ispono, Bifnei Bal Chevei. So it seems the person, the average person, does not have the chutzpah to be kefer hakel, to be kefer hakel, when the other one is, the other party is makah b'shikrei. So mele, there is an undere, somewhat of an undere, that when one is kefer hakel, that he tells the truth. Because if he wouldn't tell the truth, so Mimele, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to be kefirah. This is how the Rimigash explains Rabbi Shaila, Mizimaum Roteiro Mele Mizatanis Yishba. So in other words, Mimaum Roteiro Mele Mizatanis Yishba, and Kifahakel Naat, and Kifahakel does not have to swear. Let the Kifahakel also swear. Why does the Torah say Kifahakel Naat? The answer is, Chazok in other means Ponov Nibal Chayvet. So the fact that he did, he was kefir, shows that he does tell the truth. Because if he didn't tell the truth, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to deny everything, even by way of ishtamutikam ishtamut. So he should have denied part of the debt, not the whole debt. So the fact that he denied the whole debt, the whole thing, indicates that he does tell the truth. This is how the Rimigash explains it. But Rashi doesn't explain that way. This is Mao Mateo like the Rimigash. The Mao Mateo made it a tiny mishba. Made it a tiny mishba. And keep hacking up. So Rashi explained that Nimaum Roteiro Mele Mitzatayin Yishba, so let the Mele Mitzat be potter of Yishvuah. So Rashi says, because why should he be potter? Because he's a Mishva Rei. So there are some who say, why doesn't Rashi say Nimaum Roteiro Mele Mitzatayin Yishba because Migei should be potter? Because Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Rimigash that Migei after Yishvuah lo yamdino. So Rabbi Steiner was, let him be potter because of the Takonis Chachomim. So why does Rabbi use the Russian Teiro? So as the Ramban says in Tivah Mitzvah, sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Teiro in respect to Rabbanan. But of course this is a big thing. This is a big thing. I mean, the Rashi means, Mitzimah Umbateiro, why did the Chachomim say, after they were Misaki, that I'm eating it here with Yishbam, that he's Neiro, so they should have said, that every made in the mikzah, it should be also part of Yishvuah, but the Chachomim didn't say that every made in the mikzah for Yishvah, only made in Yitzhiyah. So why is it made in the mikzah? Also, why does the made in the mikzah come within the category of Meshivarei? Now, so this is a deichak, I mean to say that. That Rashi means, so we have to say, as the Yeshua said, that Rashi does not agree completely with the Rimigash. He agrees partly with the Rimigash. In other words, he also agrees with the Rimigash that Migel Aftura Mishwe Loyamun. Migel Aftura Mishwe Loyamun. But Rashi holds there is one type of Migel that Laftura Mishwe with the but the Rimigash is that no Mige is effective after Mishwe. No Mige. But Rashi holds that a Mige after Mishwe lo yamdino. But there is one type of Mige that is effective after Mishwe. What type of Mige? In other words, where he, to the other time, you see the regular Mige, let's say like Pesach Festival, so the regular Mige, he is a Migeh where he presents one Taine, that's the actual Taine, and he could have been Nemon with another Taine. But if he had presented the other Taine, the potential Taine, he wouldn't have gained anything over and above what he'll gain when he presents the actual Taine. So it's still a Migeh. Since now let's say the Gemara in Shvuah, when Rava said, "My mal use the high shmait, Chomer b'Chomer plays it," and it's Shmuel is din. Lo yishonu elu shesocher beidin. Avol shesocher shloim beidin. Mikach sheyochalim alei. Schatichom satuloch scholcho. So mikach sheyochalim alei. Schatichom meiwom. Nemalim alei. Schatichom satuloch scholcho. So Rava says, so Chomer b'Chomer that's Shmuel. So Chomer b'Chomer says, "Kam mal use the shmait." So Rava says, "My mal use." In case Shua Sashomrim the Chivoteo Miteich Shiyochelema Shiyochelema Luif Ladam or Erdatilo, so he should be never to say, so he should never to say an answer without the Shua. So in other words, let every Shemer, why do we say that if a Shemer is saying an answer, so he has to swear, let him be never an answer without the Shua. Why? Because he could have said Ladam. He could have said Azazelo. So then, if he had said Ladam, and if he had said Azazelo, so if he said Ladam or Azazelo, so in other words, so he would be Nemo. He wouldn't have to pay. Now that he says Nemzu, so the Kashi is, so Robert's Kashi is, so let him. If we say, I mean, that's the way that the Rinnigash explains Rove's memory. Kam al yusel shmaite. Now, if you assume that Miguel Astura Mishwuya Amrinon is a Dom Apostle, so every Shemeyer should be able to say them, so even without swearing, because he has a Miguel. So in that Miguel, what's the Miguel? He could have said Ladam. He could have said Azarti. So if he did say Azarti, would he have gained over and above what he'll gain now? Now when he says Nensu, and if it's where, so he doesn't have to pay. But he has to swear. If he had said Azarti, he also wouldn't have to pay. So he wouldn't have gained anything. So that's irregular. So this kind of Nigerashi holds that Minu after him Shwila and Wila. And he agrees with the Pshat of the Rimigash and the Gemara in Shwila Zerach Memei. So, Kamal Yus or Shmaite. Why does Rome Bachomet train Shmuel's memory? So it seems that Rome Bachomet takes it for granted that Miguel Astura Mishwe Amrino. He says, Kamal Malus or Shmaite. So he says, if Miguel Astura Mishwe Amrino, so every Shemeyer who says Nenso should be Nemon without the Shwe, because he has a Migay. He has a Migay, he could have said Azat, he could have said Ladat. But we don't say that he's never without the Shwe. So that's a Raya that Miguel Astura Mishwe Loy Amrino. That's why a Shemer who stay in Enso is not Nemo with the Migah of Adam or Adar. So over there, that Migah is not the Migah of Meshva Reide. Because if he says, when he says Nemo, so he's Nemo, he doesn't have to pay. With the Shwe. And if he had been paying Ladam or Adar, he also would be Potter. So he wouldn't have gained anything. So that kind of Shwe, in the moment we say it, Lachtura Mumayna, he apply it. Lachtura Mishwe, he don't apply it. Mashein came in the case where the one who presents a certain tiny could have presented another tiny by which he would have gained over and above what he has now, that he presents the actual tiny. That kind of migay is a different type of migay. That kind of migay is called meshvarei. That kind of migay is called meshvarei. So he says, so that's why Rashi uses the Roshi, Yifumarum Vatero. He doesn't say v'yenemon b'migeh, because if you had said like Tesef, v'yimahum v'teiro, v'yimahum v'teiro, mishva v'yimahum v'teiro minatayin mishva. So v'madua v'yenemon b'migeh, then it would mean that Rashi Shiti is that Miguel Astura Mishvuy Amrino. But Rashi Shiti is that Miguel Astura Mishvuy Eloy Amrino. But Rashi says there is one type of migeh that is effective even after the Mishwe. This is the media of Meshva Veide. What is the Meshva Veide? Where the potential tiny, with the potential tiny, he could gain something. Let's say every male mixed up. So he's saying, I owe you 50. 50 not. Some male, he loses 50. But he could have been saying, I don't owe you a thing. So he would have gained another 50. So this kind of media should be effective after the Mishwe. Now, some male, so when Rashi says, "Yizmam v'teiro v'choshvet yimeshva v'ede," he doesn't mean the takone of a meitzin yitzio le yishva mitnitikon eilom. Because the Rishonim point out in Gemara in Gittin, when the Mishnah says, Hameitze Mitzio Le-Nishba, mit Meitikon Le-Elom, Hameitze Mitzio Le-Nishba, mit Meitikon Le-Elom, so it's only Takonet Chachomim, but in the right he has to swear, so the Mishnah does not have reference to a case where he has, where there is a real nigga, because if there is a real nigga, so in the right he doesn't have to swear. Why does the Mishnah have to say, mit Meitikon Le-Elom? But the Mishnah has reference to a case, so the Rashba, the Ram, the Ramban, they all say that the Mishnah has reference to a case, the Mishnah of Hamit Mitzir Yishba, the Tikkun Eilam has reference to a case, let's say, Reuven lost, let's say, a kiss. Let's say, Reuven lost a kiss, a vow. And then he lost two kids. And then Shimon found a vow. And Shimon returns the vow. So if, let's say, Reuven does not even pay any time his body, but Shimon comes to Reuven and says, here is the wallet, maybe you lost it. So Reuven says, yes, I lost it, but I lost two wallets. And then Shimon says, I found only one wallet. So in such a case, we don't have to resort to Takore Chachomim. Then he would be potter of Yishvuye Midaraisi, because it's a regular midday, it's a midday for Yishot. He didn't have to come. Shimon didn't have to come to Reuven and tell him, here is the wallet I found, maybe you lost it. So if he does say that he found it, but he says he found only one wallet, and Reuven says, no, I lost two wallets that were tied together. So Memele, since you found this wallet, you must have found the other wallet joined to this wallet, because wallets do not become detached from each other. By itself. So in such a case, Shimon would be Nemon without Yishvuye Midraise, because he has a real nigga. A nigga the boy shot it. So the Rashba says, when does the Mishnah say that Hameitze Mitzio Le-Nishba, and it's based upon Yerushalmi, it has reference to this specific situation. For example, let's say Reuven lost the wallet. And Reuven knows, he's saying like this, that he knows that he lost two wallets, and the two wallets were tied together, one to each other. Then Reuven comes to bed, and he says, as he was standing on top of the roof, so he couldn't see everything, but he saw Shimon on the ground, he saw that he was picking up the wallet. He couldn't see as he was standing on top of the roof whether he picked up one wallet or he picked up two wallets, but he did see that Shimon was picking up wallets. Whether it was he picked up one wallet or two wallets, he doesn't know. Now this is one of the, he lost two wallets that were tied together, and this wallet that Shimon is returning is one of the two wallets that he lost. So where is the other wallet? So then he has no need, because Reuven is paying a timeless boy. Almost a time is born. I mean, it's not a 100% time is born, but almost a time is born. Because Reuven does not claim that he saw how Shimon picked up both wallets that were joined together. Reuven only says he lost two wallets that were tied together. And then, as he was standing on the roof, he saw Shimon picking up the wallet. And this wallet that Shimon is returning is one of these two wallets. So he's saying, a tiny that is, for all practical purposes, is a tiny body. Because on one hand, it's body to him that he lost two wallets that were joined tied together. On the other hand, it's body to him that he saw Shimon as Reuven while he was standing on the roof. So he saw Shimon as he was picking up the wallet. He doesn't know how many wallets. That he didn't see. He couldn't see how many wallets Shimon picked up. But then he deduces. So he deduces, there are two observations, and then he deduces a certain conclusion. So he says, since wallets are not likely to become detached from each other, that's another, and this wallet is one of the two wallets that I know I lost, and that I know that you picked up, I saw it, I was standing on top of the roof, so you must have picked up another wallet. And Shimon says, no, I just picked up this wallet. There was no other wallet attached to this one. So Mele, Mele, we cannot say because this is irregular. This is irregular midah mikta. This is irregular midah mikta. So just as in any other midah mikta, he's not the mumige. So here too, he's not the mumige. Why? Why is it any other midah mikta never mumige? Because it's hot. So here too, it's hot. So here too, it's hot. So in such a case, the chachomim won't misake. The chachomim won't misake. The tameitze mitzio lo yishba mipnei. But if let's say Shimon, Reuben will say to Shimon, as I was standing on the roof, I saw how you picked up two wallets at what time together. I saw it. So then the Takonet Chachom won't even mistake him either in such a case. Because in such a case where his stay in time is boring mamish. So Meitei Mitzio should not be distinguished from any other Meitei Mitzio. But when was the Chachom in mistake? That makes him itzio should not swear. Midraise he should swear. But midrabonanav, now in the case where he's not seeing time is going altogether, but just Shimon comes to him and says, I found a wallet, maybe it's yours. And Reuben says, yes, it's mine. But this wallet, when I lost it, was tied to another wallet. So then midraise is what I'll be sure. Then midraise, because it's a midraboy shosik. And here we cannot say another maze for the Zubachele. Because he himself took the initiative, Shimon, and brought the wallet to him. So in such a case, with the rising for such a way. In the case where he's staying, where Reuben is staying, time is boring, mamish, 100%, without any deductions. So where everything in his time is completely based upon observation, so then there is not even a Takonis Chachomit. This is what the Rashba says in the Rash, in Gitt. The Chachomit. When was the Chachom Misaki? Midrai say he does have to swear the Meitei Alei. But Midrabononat, where it is a Tannis Bori, but it's not a Tannis Bori Mamish. In other words, where Reuben is staying, I lost two wallets that were tied together. And then as I was standing on the roof, I saw Shimon picking up the wallet. I didn't see how many wallets that I didn't see. But this wallet is one of the two wallets I lost. So it is obvious to me that since this wallet is the wallet that I lost, that there must have been another wallet. So in such a case, Midraise would have to swear. Midraise would have to swear. But Midrabonon, he doesn't have to swear. So that's the case of the Rashba and the Rambam. They say in Gittin that the Mishnah of Hametz and Itzio and Yivam, the Tikkun Eilam, has reference to this kind of situation. So Mila Rashi will agree with it. Rashi will agree that in a case, in other words, when does the Mishnah say that only Midrabonon doesn't have to swear? That is, if there is a tiny boy. If there is a tiny boy. Mashiach, when he says, I was standing on top of the roof and I saw that you picked up a wallet. I didn't see how many. But suppose Reuben is not saying a tiny boy altogether. Shimon took the initiative and came to Reuven. I found the wallet, maybe that's your wallet. And then Reuven would say, yes, I lost this wallet. But there was another wallet tied to it. So in such a case, he would be poter of the Shvuah Midraise. Even though Rashi Shita is, that Mila Aftonim Shvuah Le'Avrinon. So that's only in a media that is not in Eshiva Neve, where the potential time he wouldn't have gained by the potential time in terms of dollars and cents over and above what he would be gaining now. As for example, the media that Rove says, by my Yusid or Shvaitse, in Keshua Tashom, we make a Mishkach Aslo. So Levin and Nemon, as he, when he's staying in, so he should be Nemon because he could have said La Damo Adalti. So that's a regular media. That's not a media of Meshiva Neve. Because when he presents the actual time, so what does he gain? He doesn't have to pay. If he had presented the potential time of Ladam, what would he gain? Nothing more. He wouldn't have to pay. Mashiach came in this case of Meshiva Neve, where the Baal Aveide is not paying altogether. And the Meshiva Neve comes to the Baal Aveide and says, here is the wallet. Here is the wallet. And Reuven is not paying time is going altogether. But Shimon says to him, here is the wallet, maybe that's your wallet. And Reuven says, yes, this is my wallet, but there was another wallet attached to it. So in such a case, he would be part of the Shvuah Midraise. because it's immediately by shotting in such a case, and it's immediate of Meshiv Aveide, because he could have remained passive Shimon. He shouldn't have taken this initiative and showed this Aveide to Ruvein, so then he would be able to keep the Aveide for himself. Now he has to give up the wallet. So now he has to give up the wallet. So it's immediate of Meshiv Aveide, so he's effective after a Mishwe. So this is why Rashi says it's a Maum Batero. In other words, he also means Midya. But he means the Midya of Meshiv Aveide. So in other words, so Rashi does not agree with the Midrash, but he has one exception. If the Midya is the Midya of Meshiv Aveide, then it's effective after a Mishwe. Midrash. So that's the case. So in other words, so according to Rashi, so the Kashi of Rabbi is similar as it is according to Tesis. Except, since Tesis holds that Midrash after Mishwe Amrinon, so it doesn't have to emphasize Mishva Veide, the special type of Midrash of Mishva Veide. He's just called it Midrash. Rashi Shita is that a regular Midrash after Mishwe Amrinon, but only a special type of Midrash, the Midrash of Mishva Veide. So that's why he emphasizes the Choshvik and Mishva Veide, the Protocol of Chalei. But Rashi doesn't mean that the Mishkin are talking about Hamid Mitzir Mishba. That's only Tachol Chachomim. But here it means where the Choshvik and Mishva Veide, like Mishva Veide, where there is no time is boring, and the Baal Veide altogether. So they are Midraise is Potter of because of the Midrash of Mishva Veide. So why is it in them or with the Midrash? So Rabbi says it first. Chazokin or the Midrash is one of the Tnei Bachim. So that means, what does it mean? Mige is a raya. That's why. That the person is telling the truth. Because if he hadn't been telling the truth, why did he present this time and he could have presented other time? So here too, Rabbi tried to argue the many mikzas obviously tell the truth. If he hadn't been honest, so why does he have to admit 50 and pay 50 and sustain the Lord? So he could have, Moshech, if he's dishonest, so he could have made a gain, he could have said, I don't tell you a thing. So that shows that he's honest. He's not interested in making a dishonest gain. So Rabbi gives a terrace, no, maybe this person is ready to do something dishonest. And that's why he says, I owe you only 50. Because the other 50, he doesn't want to give it. But then you ask, if he's ready to do something that is dishonest, why didn't he deny the whole thing? Because he doesn't have the chutzpah. He doesn't have the chutzpah, the audacity, to deny the whole thing. So there is no yichocheh that he tells the truth. So then the Gemara says, V'hai, v'chule bo'edoi. So all the shenim except Rashi, explain it differently than Rashi. And I just want to mention, you see, how all the other Rishonim explain it. Because that's the pshat of all the Rishonim, you see. So then the Gemara says, V'hai b'chule b'olei. Why did it? First the Gemara says, what? V'hai b'chule b'olei n'ichpere. V'od v'kagel m'yisfona. And then the Gemara says, V'hai b'chule b'olei. Isn't there a serum n'ayu b'ei? So Rabbi says to himself, first he says that the disbelief mixed up actually with his wife to be cared for the whole thing. And the reason is why he wasn't given the whole thing is because the name is Ponov. So in other words, Rabbi is assuming that this man Mikdash is not such a nice man. He's not such a nice man, but he just doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. And then he says, talking to Divo, by the chule boy there, he would like to be made the whole thing. So what is it? So according to all the Shein, other than Rashi Pshat, so Rabbi is saying this. First, on the kashe, let him be Nemon with the Midah of Meshiv Aveide with the Midah. So he says, no, there is no Yichocha of Midah, because we could say that this person is trying, is a Shakran. But he's a Shakran, why isn't he Mishakran the whole day? So, because he doesn't have the chutzpah to be Mishakran the whole day. So then the next question arises, Monevshech, in other words, he's ready to do something dishonest, but it's not a chutzpah. Dishonesty is, we are chinch in the middle of that he's dishonest, but he's not a chutzpah. So, Monevshech, So then we should say, again, he should be Nemon. Morishach, because since we say he doesn't have the chutzpah to say something, that the other party is Maka Bishitre, so then we should draw the conclusion that he's telling the truth. Because, why? So again, the question arises, why should he swear? Why should he swear? Morishach. Either the person is dishonest and the chotzer, so then, why didn't he? But that possibility, that interpretation is not logical. Why is it logical? Because if that person, the maiden mikzah, has been both dishonest and the chotzer, so he had a simple way of making a gain, he should have denied the whole thing. So you say no, he is not. He is not the chotzer. What has been, what, and to deny the whole debt requires chutzpah. Why does it require chutzpah? Because the other party is Maka B'Shikrei. And suppose he denies falsely a heavy debt, that also requires chutzpah. That also requires chutzpah. So Monefsher, if you say that he's so in many ways he wouldn't have the hode to deny untruthfully heaven that either. So you have to say that he says that is. So why does he have to swear? So that's the next time. So then the Gemara answers, according to the In other words, we say it's very likely the reason why the Torah is Mechayim B'Mikdash Yishvuah is because it's possible that this person is not completely dishonest. And the person is not dishonest. In other words, he wouldn't be denied the debt if he had the money. But he only denied the debt because right now he has no money. So he's only denying it temporarily. And then at the end, when he gets money, he'll be made. So, but even to deny it temporarily, it requires much more chutzpah to deny the whole debt temporarily than to deny part of the debt. So in many ways, he has to swear. This is how Tesis explains it. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. So Rashi says it's out. Now, first, the kashe was the same as Tesis, the kashe of Barabbas. Why does the Torah say made him mitzvah to swear? After all, he should be namur of the nige, of Meshiva Veide, so that he's telling the truth, because if he hadn't been interested in telling the truth, he could have been a Kibra Hakko, so Rabbi did a teretz. No, there is no Rechoche that this man is telling the truth. Maybe this man is not interested in telling the truth, so why doesn't he deny the whole debt, and thereby make a gain, because that requires a lot of chutzpah. He doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole debt. So then the question is, Monefya, if you are Chishen, that if Yachishev made a mikdash that he is ready to be kafir mom chaveres, and but he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole debt, that the whole thing. But he is ready. He is choshev Yachishev that he is choshev to be kafir that the veyas momay. So of what purpose will the shvuah fulfill? Monefya, if he is honest and he doesn't want to take away somebody else's momay, so why swear? So he's honest. So you should believe him on his word. If he's not honest, and he's ready to be able, it's difficult to take away somebody else's money, so he should be choshut to swear falsely too. So the shvuyah doesn't fulfill any purpose. So that was the next kasha that Rabbi had in mind. So then comes the next teretz. So v'hai v'chule boi v'hai v'chi teim emigi l'choshet ha'momen l'choshet ha'shvuyah se v'l'mir ma l'shvuyah se so lo y'choshet ha'momen l'shvuyah לפי שברצינו יו ימינו בחולי, אלו שאין ביוד אלו יפריע, ויסוב הרד אהב לזוז אלו יופרן אלו. So he says, so Rabbi says, no. אין לכן, אני סלד רואה, קודי תרשי, so Rabbi holds, that מי לחושת המומנה, that מי לחושת המומנה, is חושת השווי. So the second קשי of Rabbi is, מון אפשר, if we are חי שדמי למקטה, that he is ready to be kept from המחברת. So what purpose will the shvuyah fulfill? In other words, so if he is ready to be able chaveirei, so mi yichos amom lechos hashvuyah. So Rabbi gives a teretz. No, we are not cheshedim. The Torah is not cheshedim. that he is ready to be kaseya momen habere just like this permanently. Any person who would be ready to be kaseya momen habere just like this would be choshdan shweir too. But the Torah is chesedin that he is trying to postpone the payment, even though that is also a sale, to deny part of the debt in order to postpone payment, that is also a sale. But certain people, I mean, make peace with doing that kind of thing. In other words, of denying part of the debt in order to postpone payment. They make peace, they think that's not so bad. So for such a person who is only ready to deny part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment, is certainly not choshev ha-shvuyeh. So that's why the shvuyeh fulfills the purpose. Oh, so the chitayim and yichosh damon lechosh ha-shvuyeh. When you're shvuyeh, you're chosh damon lechosh. Und ich bezeichne mir mir da kulay, aber schein die Gottel Freya, die so war, ad da haben wir so ze u parano. Oh, so mir mir die Kasche was. Why does the priest to resort to Kalachay? With Kalachay mit Rabbi Alfuse. It's a plain swore without any Alfuse. But it says no. Because if there hadn't been a Alfuse, with a swore, we could say it doesn't necessarily follow. They just that the Torah was Mechayet. If it's mixed in Shweh, so I'm going to say this is also Mechayet. Because we could say, Gabe mid in Mixas, so he has to swear. Gabe mid in Mixas, so he has to swear. And he's not Choshed HaShweh, because we are not Cheshed him that he is ready to Gabe Mom Mechavere just like this. That he is only, that he, we are only Cheshed him, we are only Cheshed him that may be for the purpose of deferring payment. So he's ready to deny part of the debt. Mashenkin in the case. So he's not Choshed HaMomen all the time. Mashenkin in the case. Were two Eidim testify that 50, at least 50 owes. And he said that he doesn't own anything. So Mele, here is the Choshed HaMomen. So he should not be Nemon with the Shwur. Lekwa Mimachot. Sharib Kofa Bechule. Vineime Migde Choshed HaMomen is Choshed HaShwete. So I could say, two, in other words, in the psychology of people, there is a difference between denying part of the debt and the whole debt. So in the case of Migde Mikzas, where he didn't deny the whole debt, but just part of the debt, and even the part of the debt was only temporarily to defer payment, so he's not Choshed HaMomen. Even though that itself is not that. But people are more mirheter in that. So Mimele is not Choshed HaMomen, so he's not. So the Shvuyeh will certainly deter him. So he's not Choshed HaShvuyeh. Mashiach came in the case of Kachir, where he denied the whole debt. So there, people are not so likely to be mirheter in denying the whole debt, even for the purpose of deferring payment. So it's more, in the minds of people, it's more lenient. It's more lenient, it's not serious to deny part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment than it is to deny the whole debt. So in Mele, if we didn't have a Yalfuse, we could say the Torah was Mechayevish with Midin Mikta, where the person denied only part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment. So it's not a Choshed HaMomen. So it's not Choshed HaShvuyeh. Mashiach in the case of the Priya Kamayse, where the person, the Mitzvah, denied the whole debt. So denying the whole debt, even for the purpose of deferring payment, that is not so lenient in the minds of people. So Mimele, he is a Choshed HaMomen. So he should not be Nemon of Yishvuyeh. So the Alfuse tells us. So what does the Alfuse tell us? Komashmul Kalachena. So through the Kalachena, what are we advising? So Rishen in Eskeg and Rashi, so Monavshech, since Rashi Shechi is the Knigge of Choshed HaMomen, is Choshed HaShvuyeh, but in case of the Mikzas, so he's not Choshed HaMomen, but in the case of Rabbi Kamayse, where he cannot say Ishtamut Ekom Ishtamit for part of the debt, here he denied the whole debt, and they didn't testify in respect to Heth that he was Mishakeh. So there is Choshed HaMomen. So what does the Kalachema tell us? That what? That Migde Choshed HaMomen, Boi Choshed HaShvuyeh, but Rashi Shite is that Migde Choshed HaMomen is Choshed HaShvuyeh. So the Pshat Ekonet Rashi is, two, Migde Choshed HaMomen is Choshed HaShvuyeh. And the Kalachema doesn't tell us that Migde Choshed HaMomen is Choshed HaShvuyeh. But the Kalachema tells us that in this case too, in the case of a Priya Kamaise, he is not a real Choshed HaMomen Lir. Without the Kalachemera, we would say only a Milim Nitzas is not Choshed HaMomen. Because it's in the minds of people, it is much more lenient. It's not so serious to deny part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment than to deny the whole debt. Because it requires more chutzpah. And since it requires more chutzpah, so only a person who is more choshed amomen can have that chutzpah to deny the whole debt for the purpose, even for the purpose of deferring payment. So Mela would say, in the case of Rapriya Kamaitse, where he denied the whole debt, assuming that it was by way of Ishtamudik or Ishtamed. So that in itself makes him a choshed amomen. Mela is choshed ashwete. So the Kamashmur and the Kalachim there, that even in this case, he is not called, he is not considered Choshed HaMomen. Why? Because